and here's what's going on around us. First of all, it's 72 degrees, and that's nice and cool. The humidity is gone, blue skies. Enjoy yourself today. It's going to be fine. At least 16 people reported injured in two bomb blasts in Paris early today. Most of the injuries occurred when a bomb went off at a popular cafe near Notre Dame Cathedral. Armenians claimed responsibility for one blast. French leftists claimed the other. And that's not the only bomb blast going on in Europe. Yesterday, Britain's Prime Minister Thatcher vowed her government will not rest until terrorists who set off two bombs in London yesterday are brought to justice. Those bombings in two historic parks killed eight soldiers and wounded 53 other people. D.C. Lottery Board will begin selling lottery tickets during the week of August 23rd. So we got a month to wait. Prizes will be as big as $1 million. This morning's Post says the tickets will be sold at hundreds of locations throughout the district. So you'll have plenty of chances to win some big money. What happened in the ratings last week in television? Now let's give you the top five here. It looks like ABC and CBS are still doing quite well. Number five, House Calls. Number four, Trapper John. Three, 60 Minutes. Number two, The Jeffersons. And the number one game was the All-Star Baseball game on ABC. Number one, All-Star Baseball game last week. CNP Telephone Baltimore has suspended four women for wearing inappropriate clothes to work during this current heat wave. Yeah, inappropriate clothes. No word on how long those suspensions are going to last, but you probably want to know what they were wearing. They were wearing tank tops and sundresses. Tank tops and sundresses now. So, these operators are going to be a little cranky, but they'll be dressed well when you talk to them. One of every five American workers has been unemployed at some time during 1981. According to the Labor Department, nearly 3 million were not employed for the entire year of 1981. How do you like your coffee? You like it nice and strong? You can chip your teeth on it? A two-and-a-half-year, $40,000 Pentagon study has concluded that today's GI doesn't like coffee that much. And the young recruits prefer their coffee 25% weaker than the older veterans do. Mm-hmm. Younger soldiers actually would rather drink a lot of other things like milk and orange juice, lemonade, iced tea, and hot chocolate. Somehow the macho image has gone away from our GIs. Let's check sports this morning. The Orioles lost last night. Earl Weaver wasn't there to see it because he's been suspended. He's got a $2,000 fine for making physical contact with an umpire, and the Orioles lost 7-4. Abe Pollin, this is the big story yesterday at 11 o'clock, his press conference. Abe Pollin is threatening to dump the hockey team unless four conditions are met within 30 days. Now, let's see how these work out. He wants a reduction of PG County's amusement tax from 10% to 0.5% for 4 years. He wants 7,500 season tickets to be sold within the next month. Sellout crowds must be guaranteed for the Caps' first 10 home games. And the rent paid to the Capital Center must be cut. My goodness, those are a lot of things that need to be done. Well, maybe it'll work out. Well, we'll have a hockey team for another year. 6:32 on WPGC. We've got your horoscopes and the compy weather coming right up.
Most of the time, if you ever do.
And here are your horoscopes for this Wednesday morning, July 21st. Aries, when you get together with another person, you'll find ideas proliferate. Proliferate. I think you say a word. Taurus, don't add to your own responsibilities now. You have enough. Gemini, you're impatient to get going with new ideas and a new job. Moon children, do something which shows your talents effectively where it counts. Leo, forget about the disadvantages you've had. Keep your mind on the beneficial things. And Virgo, this is loose.
Let's hear it.
This is mine. And this is, let's see how this works out. Avoid being mischievous today and give some thought to problems of an emotional nature.
I don't know if I like that one, dude.
I don't either. I don't know. Let's cancel it.
Please do.
Libra, you might get cold feet because there are big developments arising now. You got big feet? Is that what they're trying to say? Scorpio, you need to slow down and devote more time to your friends. Sagittarius, an idea you have may be useful to others now. Don't hesitate to express it. Capricorn, a phone call will put your mind to rest about an important personal affair. Aquarius, you're on today. Yeah. When opportunity knocks, you'll be there to throw open the door and welcome it with open arms. That's a good one. Pisces, you may now see a practical way of getting a secure future by a daring step. So those are the horoscopes for this morning. Our WPGC compy weather couldn't be better. Sunny, less humid, High will be about 88 today. Good day to go down by the pool. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 72. And hazy sunshine, more humid tomorrow with a high near 90. So you see, today is the good day of this week. We were promised at least one.
Good, finally.
It was in the contract. Mother Nature said at least one good day sometime in July.
I'll take one for seven for sure.
Okay, so take off today. Maybe this is the day you call in and say, I've got a terrible illness. I can't come to work. And then go sit by the pool. Current Washington temperature is 72 degrees at WPGC.
I like that idea. 6:34, 26 away from 7 o'clock on the Dude and Dave Show. And somebody indeed is going to get a day off with pay. Maybe you. Get to that in just a few minutes.